Good evening. Welcome to Making It to the Finish Line radio show. I am Gladys Pearson, founder, CEO of Making It to the Finish Line, along with
Cassandra from Big Will Smokehouse.
We come to you each week with words of motivation, inspiration, and informative information. We would like to thank Stealth for our intro music, A Time to Chill, off of his Keep It Smooth CD. And it is a time to chill, so you can stay tuned, listen to what we have to bring to you this evening. Cassandra, how was your weekend?
My weekend was great. I didn't do absolutely anything.
What? Absolutely anything?
Nope.
Wow.
I just chilled.
You just chilled.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how my weekend was? Of course, on Friday night was showplace time. Came down here, got my ballroom on, but girl, this outfit I had on, everybody was like, girl, you wearing that outfit.
What color was it?
It was black and white.
Is that all you wear is black and white?
No, it's not.
Oh, but okay. It
was, you know, they had the little short skirt with the long
shimmies.
With the long shimmies, and the guys were just crazy about it.
What were they saying?
They said, girl, I like that what you're wearing tonight. I said, oh, thank you.
Okay.
You know, I couldn't forget to say thank you.
Right.
And I tell you, girl, when some of them guys asked me to dance, I tell you, I think they'd be trying to really show out. You know, like I can't dance. But, you know, I hang in there. But, you know, the funny thing about it is I be actually cracking up.
What
be so funny? I mean, I be... Girl, I'd be like, I'd just be cracking up.
I mean, like, what'd be so funny, Ma?
Well, this one guy, he always asked me, he said, I want you to walk. And then I start walking. It's like, I don't know how to walk.
Wow.
He said, just walk natural. I said, I am walking natural. But I guess it's just all in fun.
Right.
So that's what I did on Friday. And then Saturday... I thought you said you didn't do anything this weekend.
I didn't. What did I do?
We had the kickoff.
Oh.
And you were in the driver's seat.
My mind is all over the place.
I see.
My mind is all over the place. It just slipped my mind.
How could it slip your mind when you've been talking about it for, what, the last month or so, that you're in the driver's seat?
I'm in the driver's seat, but when your mind be on something else, girl, I'm trying to get me a J-O-B.
And you're going to get a J-O-B. It's already out there in the universe.
So when your mind is focused on other things, I'm the type of person, I can't have my mind on too many different things. So right now, I'm just trying to stay focused
And the focus is the J-O-B?
Pretty much.
Well, you know what? I know if anybody on Facebook is listening, especially out there in radio land, if you want to call in, call us at 646-378-0378. But I just have to let people know, and I don't want y'all to think I'm crazy. I came out of retirement because, you know, DPS is short of a lot of teachers.
200 to 300 teachers, to be exact.
And I decided I didn't want to do middle school, and I didn't want to do high school. And my choice was really 1 through 3. Being not certified, you don't really have a lot of picks.
Right.
But this one principal, you know, I let him know up front I'm not certified. She called me the first time, and when I told her, you know, she was reading my information, and she said, and I said, oh, before we go any further, I need to tell you, I'm not certified.
Okay.
And her comment was, but that's not what it says in your resume, but it was in my resume.
So did she not read?
I don't think she read it, because the first principal that called me, he definitely had not read it until he told me, on the interview to tell him a little bit about myself, and he was going through my resume very thoroughly, and he noticed, he said, oh, you're not certified. I said, no, I'm not. So that was the end of that one. But this one principal, she called me in for an interview.
Okay.
Because she told me she had a kindergarten class, a vacancy, and I said, oh, wow. I said, okay. So I went for I went on and said, wait.
Have just tuned in. Mom is talking about how she didn't came out of retirement, and she's back working with some kindergartners. It's only been 3 days.
No, it haven't. It's been longer than 4 days.
4 days, Mom. She's been working with these kindergartners.
But to make a long story short, this principal requested me after she found out, you know, my credential, my experiences, everything. And one of her questions was, well, when was the last time that you worked with some little kids besides your grandkids? But, you know, my grandkids are grown, nearly about, except for my 15-year-old. But I have great-grandkids, and they are little kids. And I told her, I said, well, I work with them, you know, through my program. But, girl, let me tell you.
No, you have grandkids.
I have great-grandkids.
Then you have great-grandkids. Do you have great-grandkids?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Don't give me any more grandkids. Right. I only have grandkids and great-grandkids.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
And so my first day was Friday. By the end of the day, those little kids have wore me out, okay? I came out of retirement so I can teach. You know, I want to make a little money because I'm going on this vacation in December. And I want to make a little money. And then I promised my granddaughter that I was going to, you know, help her with her birthday.
But she don't want a sweet 16 car.
Right.
She wants a car, and she don't know how to drive yet.
Right. So
and she's already talked to someone who works at a dealership. Mind you, she don't know how to drive. She just took her out driving one day, and she's already spoke to a salesperson. She's already spoke to a salesperson. She don't want the sweet 16 party. She told Nana she want a car instead. Now, that's next year in June. So, I mean, you guys, hey, Veronica. Hey, Cassandra. What do you think we should do?
Well, I told her mother that the money that I was planning on spending on the party was like $50. I'm going to get that to her to go toward her car. But
okay.
I have to tell you about these little kids. I'm telling you, these little kids, you know, I'm really out of touch with kindergarten.
Veronica, your cousin, she's talking about she's come out of retirement and she's teaching. And she's teaching kindergartners. So she's just telling you guys what she's doing. And she, when I talked to her at the end of the day on Friday, I asked her, how was it with the kindergartners? And she said, they don't know nothing. They do this. I say, Ma, they 5 and 6 years old. What do you want them to be doing? She wants them to already know their name. She wants them to be knowing their street. She wants them to know what college they're going to. They 5 and 6. They are 5 and 6 years old. She wants them to be like they're in college. I told her right now, all they know, all she's going to be working with them on is numbers, alphabet, and colors. And their names. And if they have names like Shaquan and Shaniqua, it's going to take her the whole time she there to help them with those names. You got to remember, some of these kids probably have not went to preschool.
And they have not, because the principal asked me today, she said, how's everything going, Miss Pearson? And I told her, I said, well, I said, first thing I have to remember that they're only kindergarten. And that I really should not expect for them to know.
What?
With the high schoolers, no. They're not in college. And I said, my thing that I want to accomplish with them, stay in their seats, raise their hands, and follow directions. If I can accomplish that, I'll be satisfied. And I also told them, when the speaker comes on, they're not to open their mouths because, you know, I want to be able to hear the PA. Then I also told them when a visitor walks into the room, they're not to talk and they're not to get out of their seats.
Do you hear what all she wants these 5-year-olds to do? She wants them to stay in their seat when a visitor come in the room to acknowledge them but don't speak. When an intercom come on, they're not supposed to talk. Raise their hands. Are you serious, Mom?
Yes.
Wow.
And you know what the principal told me? She said, give it 2 more weeks.
And what?
And she said, they'll be a little better.
I'm talking about kids. Kids who have not went to preschool.
Right. Most of them, I would say 99% have not been to preschool.
She said half of them didn't know their name. You know why? Because mama at home calling them man. Come here, man. And his name could be James. But he don't know his name is James because all he's ever heard his mama call him is man. So how would they, that's why they don't know their name. And we're not going to talk about some of the other names that the parents could be calling them. I mean, this is new school. She don't get it. This is new school.
I get it, okay?
This is new school. So, I mean, they don't know their names. You know they don't know their alphabet, their numbers. She said they cry all day for their moms.
Right.
Grandparents. That's what babies do.
And they worrying about, what time is it? And if I say it's 2:40, what is that? Is it time to go home yet? So the day, all they were worried about, I'm sleepy. I said, I am too. I want to go home. I do too. I want my mama. I want mass too. And this goes on most of the day. Now, they know my name, but they're constantly calling me, teacher. I said, that is not my name. What is my name? Don't call me teacher.
This is how she's talking to me. How long you guys think? How long you think she gonna be at the school with the kindergartner?
I'll be there through
your first check?
No. I'll probably be there for the duration.
Okay.
But it's really funny, you know, to see me up there with these little bitty kids.
I'm sure.
You know, when it's story time, oh, my God, it takes about 20 minutes to get them settled for me to read the story.
20 minutes to read a five-minute story?
No, it was more than 5 minutes. Oh, and girl taking them to the restroom, oh, my God. Now, that is a chore. Because I have to line them up, make them fold their arms, put their finger on their lips.
What?
And walk on the blue.
Who told you to do that?
You know, I have to have some kind of control. I got to have a system. But I told them today because when, you know, they go outside at recess time.
Okay.
And I told them to come and get in line. About 3 or 4 of them, they were still playing. So you know what I told them? I'm going to talk to Principal Evans and make sure they don't go out tomorrow. They can sit in the room with me. You should have seen their face. Then one of the little girls, instead of her going outside, she comes to the classroom. And I told her to get back outside. She wasn't even supposed to be, you know, away from her group.
Yeah, Veronica, she has a helper.
And then this same little girl, when it was time to go home, then I'm looking for her. I couldn't even remember what happened to her.
What you mean? You
what she was mean? One of the twins. She was one of the twins. And I told them, I said, she probably on the bus. She don't even ride the bus.
Where was she at?
I have no idea where she was at. All I know, 15 minutes later, I see all three of them come. I said, where was she at? They said, she was outside. She was lost.
Oh, my goodness, my. You have lost the child?
I didn't lose the child. We took them outside where their parents could pick them up. All I know is, you know, girl, I'd be ready to go home.
Oh, my goodness.
And when I saw her, I told her dad, I said, you know what? I said, she gets away from the group. I said, I'm in my room eating my lunch, and here she comes talking about, I'm done. Done with what? She's supposed to be outside with the kids.
Who let her back in the building?
I don't know. She leaves the group.
Wow.
Right.
I don't have any more words. But you didn't lose her.
No, I did not. I took them right outside, like the principal told me, because she said she did not want the parents coming into school.
Right.
So they be grabbing. I don't know who Johnny's parents is.
Oh, my goodness. I don't really.
But this is really an experience. Those of you who's looking for a job and you have 90 credit hours, DPS can use you.
Are you promoting? I mean, it's a reason why they need 200 to 300 teachers. They need 200 to 300 teachers.
And there's a reason why they want people like me. Because we're seasoned.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
And we're reliable.
Right. You can say reliable, but I don't know about being seasoned.
And they know that we're going to give the kids love.
Because they definitely need love. I mean, she had a situation where a mom went in labor Friday, and she was bringing the daughter back up to school
yesterday.
I don't know if she was walking or if she was driving, but she had the baby Friday, and she was bringing the daughter back to school yesterday, Tuesday. I mean, I don't know. So, like she said, if you have 90 credit hours, because you know what? All jokes aside, these babies, they need help. The parents need help.
And you know what? I make myself to be very pleasant when those parents come up there to the school.
Why? Because you don't want them to beat you up?
No.
Oh.
Because I want them to know that I'm really there to help their child. It's not all about a paycheck.
Right.
I mean, you know, some of them come in, ooh, they be a handful, and I just said, Dad, how are you this morning, Dad? How are you this morning, Mom? Because I can't remember the names, but I can remember Mom and Dad. And that's how I greet them, and I be at the door when they bring their child in. Good morning. How are you, Susie? How are you, Kim? How are you, Gloria? How are you, Nana? I mean, girl, try to remember all of them names. But they do need seasoned people like me and like others where we can give those babies the love that they need.
Hey, Wendell, so if you guys know anyone with 90 credit hours, you're going to hear me say this throughout this show. If you know anyone with 90 credit hours, let them know that DPS is hiring. They need 200 to 300 teachers. 200 to 300 teachers. So all jokes aside, they do need some people who are there for the kids and not just about a paycheck. So kindergarten, I don't know how long mom's going to be there. She's going to be there for the whole school year. I don't know. We're going to get a bed going on the side. They really do. They need, you know, she came up here. She make these name tags for them. Half of them tore their name tags up the same day she made them. So now she's laminating them, you know, thinking that's going to be better.
It will be.
I mean, you know, it's just really interesting. All the stuff you should see if she done printed up all these tracing papers for them to trace their names on there. I mean, she really working it out. I mean, it ain't even been 2 weeks.
Right, but I want them to have the tools that they need to be successful in kindergarten. I want them to be able to write their name. I want them to be able to tell me what their name is. Oh, Lord, and talking about tying up shoes. I had to tell him, honey, take your shoestrings and stuff them in your shoes.
No. I thought you wanted them to be successful.
When they'll say, good for you. Well, you know, the teacher before me told me don't do anything for them. She said, you know, you want them to be self-sufficient.
So you tell them to tie take them and put them in their shoes?
Right. If they don't know how to tie them. I'll be tying shoes all day long.
This is true.
They'll be saying, teacher, can you tie my shoe? And I'm studying to tell them, my name is not teacher. What did I tell you my name was?
That's funny.
And then the touching one another. Oh, that's a no-no in my room.
I'm just, you know, it's just so funny what's going on. But, you know, I mean, they got the right one up in there, I guess. Because it's just interesting. It's really interesting to see what's going on.
Right.
And, I mean, I know they need good seasoned teachers. What it say? You're a teacher.
Teach them children. I'm teaching them, nephew. I'm teaching them how to stay in their seat, raise their hand, and don't talk when a visitor come in the classroom. And when the PA system come on, to be quiet because I want to hear what's being said. So I am teaching them some things that they need to know.
It's just funny to me. It really is funny.
And Lord have mercy, trying to get them to write a certain letter of the alphabet. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what, Mom? You got to do what you got to do.
That's right.
You got to do what you got to do.
And I'm going to be successful at doing this.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. So you... I'm going to say one more time. If you have 90... You know what? I wish I had 90 credit hours because I think I would do good with the kids, but I think I would get too attached to them.
And see, that's what I'm trying not to do, to get attached to them and to their parents. Because, you know, the parents, some of them,
hey, Lamont.
You can't help but get attached to them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard not to get attached to them.
I think I would get attached to the kids. If you guys are just tuning in on Facebook Live, we're talking about how Sugar Jean came out of retirement. She's teaching kindergarten now. Lamont, what grade is your baby in? Because she might be at your baby school. Gladys is teaching kindergarten. And, I mean, it's really, you know, I'm laughing because it's funny. But, hey, Lamont, I'm laughing because it's funny.
Hey, Lamont.
But, you know, she's really have, and the principal want her to come out of retirement.
Right, because she said they got a good retirement package. I asked her, I said, am I going to be at your school?
I mean, you just have to do what you have to do. You have to do what you got to do. Hey, Deborah. But, you know, you guys, I want you guys to know the kickoff went so well. And see, I have to gap because, like I said, I'm thinking about me, you know, I'm trying to get me a job. So I wasn't thinking about the kickoff because the kickoff, I'm in the driver's seat. Glad has been doing this for 16 years. Oh, she's in the first grade. Okay.
And going on 16. No, she can't be in my room then because she's too advanced for me.
So the kickoff, I'm in the driver's seat, you guys. And anybody know my mother? Know that my mother is always on time. They say to be late, what is it? To be on time, you're late. So she's always ahead of time for the 16 years. I see her being on time, but, you know, I didn't get that from my mother. I'm a procrastinator. I wait to the last minute. So the day of the kickoff, I'm trying to get our T-shirts made up at 11 o'clock, and the kickoff was at 1 p.m. So that just goes to show you. When I showed up at, my mother told me to get here before 1 o'clock. I was here at 12:59.
And what was we doing?
Well, it was people here. It was people already here. My mother forgot she already had an appointment because there was a young lady who's in a pageant and she needed prom dress. She needed formal gowns. So my mother forgot about that appointment, so she was taking care of that. I'm out here trying to set the barbecue grill up, trying to get the tables together. So, yes, that was not a good look for me my first day being in the driver's seat. But I let the parents know that it was not my mother. Hey, Donna, It was not my mother that was late. It was me. You need some of those wings? All right, girl, just come on. Come on and get some of those Hennessy wings or flame wings. Okay, I'm going to call you, Cassandra. So I was in the driver's seat. I did not do that good. Can't wait till my daughter gets grown so she can drive me to Walmart every month. I know that's right. They're having to come get me. That's my store. So I was in the driver's seat. I was late. I had to keep on telling the parents that it's not my mother's fault. And you know, I barbecue all the time, but I didn't want to start the barbecue grill, so I had one of the dads start the barbecue grill somewhere. My mother came to me to see what was going on. She was like, who is, you know, you could tell in her face, she looking at me like, who is this man? I said, this was one of the parents. She was like, And what is he doing? I say, he's starting the fire on the grill, you know, because I was doing too many things. So I had the dad start the fire on the grill, and I was trying to get the other thing situated. But let me tell you something. The kickoff was beautiful. We had a DJ here. We had those parents involved. I mean, the kids, the new kids was enjoying themselves. Some of our returned kids was enjoying themselves. And I just really, really had a good time. So that's what I did Saturday from 1. I think it was supposed to be 1 to 5, but after I saw that it had died down, I started folding up chairs. It was time.
3:30.
At 3:30, I was folding up chairs because, you know, it's okay that we didn't go into 5. You know, when I noticed it was slowing down, I know it was time to take those chairs up. And
let me say this to you parents, Lamont, and whoever else is listening. There was one young lady there, which I thought she was an adult. So when the kids were introducing themselves, when they got to her,
mm-hmm. I don't want to talk.
And her dad kept on, once I saw the dad interacting, he wanted her to introduce herself. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't.
Right.
I mean, she just told him flat out, no, push the microphone away and what have you. So when we were talking to the kids about signing up and everything, I asked her, I said, why don't you want to be in the program? It's not my thing. First, I asked her how old she was. She was 13, and I thought she was a grown woman.
She looked like she was one of the parents.
Right. So then I asked her why she didn't want to be in the program. It's not my thing. I said, how do you know it's not your thing? You never tried it. Well, it's not my personality. Okay, she only 13.
Right.
I told the dad, I'm from the old school. She don't have no say-so in what she wants to do. If you want her to be in the program, that's where she should be in the program. Now, how can you not know if this is not your thing when you haven't tried?
I'm sorry, but Lamont, you're going to have me up here crying. He said that we saved his life when he was young. Lamont, my nephew, my husband's nephew, came and stayed with us when he was young. And he said that we had a room at... You know, we didn't have a lot of space, but we had made a room for him in the basement. And he was like, we saved his life. And you know what? And that's what we do. Well, that's what we do. We have our doors open to my little niece came and stayed with us. We had a young man whose father, what did he do, you know, when Lamar.
Right, Lamar.
We had a young man where his father took his sister's life.
Right.
His mom had passed away. He came and stayed with us. So we have had a lot of people come and stay with us. And Lamont, when he stayed with us, boy, he used to clean. I mean, he used to clean. He cleaned the house, and he used to cook. And so, you know, we did a lot. We do a lot with the youth, and we do a lot with this organization. But this young lady is so much going on.
Right.
You know, and Michi, Lamont, I mean, Meech is, he back home, and I know I'm jumping all over the place because I'm reading the different sayings, but Lamont, Meech is home. I guess you guys know that he had been gone for 9 months. He was out of town. He was in Miami, and I'll tell you how God worked.
God worked in mysterious ways.
Because Meech came home in July.
July
the 27th, and they just had this hurricane. Was it hurricane?
Yeah.
And we would not have known how to get in contact with Demetrius if he was still in Miami. Because where he's South Beach, that's where he was staying. I mean, I don't know if I talked to my mom, but I was talking to him. And it was a lot of days he was homeless. He was sleeping on the beach. And all I kept on saying to people was, I didn't raise him that way. I don't know what's going on, but this was something that he had to go through. And I asked him, how were you surviving? And he, the one thing that he kept on saying to me is that, Mom, I'm a failure. And I had to let him know the other day that how can you be a failure when you was out of state in a whole nother state by yourself?
No family.
No family, no job, but he was able to survive for 9 months. So you tell me, is that a failure where you can survive for 9 months, don't have your family with you, but you did, and don't get me wrong, might have been some wrong things that he was doing, but he was still able to survive for 9 months. But I just tell you how God is good, because my baby could still be in Miami right now.
And we not know where he's at.
Not know where he at or anything. So I just want to thank God, and I've been thanking him ever since that he's been home. Home safe. And he came home safe and in one piece.
There you go.
So, I mean,
so everybody has a second chance.
Everybody
has a second chance to get it right.
Yep.
Because
he
came
home
in one piece. On his own.
On his own. And when he first called and wanted to come home, I was the typical mom. I was lecturing him. I was lecturing him. Tell Unc I love him. Don't forget about me. Well, he not. I lectured him, and all my son kept on saying was, Mom, I never called to ask you for anything while I was gone. And the one time I called you, you lectured me, yes, son, it's time for you to be a man. You 22. You know what you got to do. But you know what made me realize when he was serious, when he said, okay, Mom, I see what you're saying. So I knew then that if I didn't say you could come home, that I was going to lose him. So the next time he called me, that was the first thing I did was say, son, you ready to come home? He told me yes. Sugar got her grandson a ticket. He was on that bus that night. That was her birthday party. He was on that bus.
Oh, that's right.
He was on that bus. And we didn't know if he got on the bus or not.
Sure didn't.
I didn't call to see if he got the ticket. I was just leaving it up to God. Just leaving it up to God, hoping that he would get on that bus. And from Friday to Sunday morning, we didn't know if he was on that bus or not, but when we got up there at the Greyhound bus station, his bus was late. But when that bus came in, there go my baby getting off that bus. Yes, he looked frail. He looked like he hadn't been eating, but he was here in one piece.
That's right, and he was walking on his own.
Walking
on nobody
his own.
Had to help him.
So, I mean, when you say, and I tell you, for those 9 months, I was going to church, going up to the altar call, just asking the Lord to just cover him with the blood of Jesus, because we didn't know. We didn't know how he was living. But one thing somebody told me, they said, what you instilled in him, he know how y'all raised him. When he ready to come back, he going to come back. And I was looking at her like, yeah, right. At that time, I didn't believe her. But he came back. He came back because he said he was tired of living that life. So that's that, you know.
Right.
I know I'm off subject.
Right, she's all over the place, but that's okay.
But that was that.
So everybody know we are human just like everybody else. We all go through the same thing when it comes to the kids, the grandkids, the great-grandkids.
When it just comes to life.
Right. I mean, our life is just like y'all.
Everybody got their issues. Everybody
exactly.
got their problems. Everybody, hey, Stephanie, everybody got something that they're going through.
Right.
You know, but that was the thing. So we're saying, if anybody out here who have 90 credits who went to college, know that DPS is hiring, because we got Sugar G up in there. She teaching. You know, she teaching kindergartners. It's 71. And she can give them the love, because they truly need that love. That's what they need out there. But, you know, they need 200 to 300 teachers. I wish I had 90 credits. I'd be right on up in there. But, you know, it is what it is. Got to make do with what you have.
Right, but you would be good. There's no doubt in my mind. You would be good.
I already told y'all this is my number one cheerleader. I don't care what I have did. My mother has been my number one cheerleader when I was doing the hair, when I moved home. My mother, she got me the chair. She bought me whatever I needed. When I told her I wanted to sell body butter, she went out and bought the jars for me. So she has been my number one cheerleader.
But I didn't go out there and buy her no grill for Big Wheel Smokehouse.
No, she did not do that. We got that. We had to do that on our own. And, you know, it's just, and it's good to have someone who supports you and believe in you and whatever you do. And I'm telling you, I don't care how old I get, my mother will support me and she believes in whatever I do. And that's the same thing I want to do with my kids, and that's the same thing we do with the program. We let these kids know that we believe in you. You have to believe in yourself, you know? That's right, girl. Fam is awesome. I mean, if you don't have that right support system, you don't have nothing. And so that's what we want to teach our youth. We want to let them know that believe in yourself and we believe in you. As long as you got somebody to believe in you along with yourself, you straight.
Right, and teaching the girls that they're special. They don't have to settle for anything.
That's right. Let them know that they're special.
Because when you know that you're special, you don't have to settle for anything.
That's right.
Anything,
right.
And you don't have to accept anything.
That's like we had a topic. I asked people on Facebook before, what is a friend? And I got a lot of great response because I was asking for my 15-year-old, you know, because they don't want to listen to us.
Right.
So I wanted her to read the comments, and that gets us to what happened with that young lady in Chicago.
What young lady?
Cassandra, you cherish your mom. I wish my mom was still here. I know, Donna. I know. And I tell her every day, we're not a, you know, kissy, kissy, huggy, huggy, but I let her know. But the young lady in Chicago where the friends got her to the hotel and they said they found her in the freezer. You know, these
what?
Are people who are supposed to be friends, you know, and this is what I tell my 15-year-old friends, you know. And then I'm going to present a question to you guys. She's still having problems, my 15-year-old. What a young lady she got into it with last year. Not a young lady want to be friends with her, would she want to talk to her and everything, but my baby, I don't want to talk to her. And I'm telling her, sometimes you just have to be cordial. You just have to be nice and move on. You ain't got to be her best friend, but you don't have to have a stank face with her either when she's trying to talk to you. She say something to you, talk to her, and keep on moving. That's something that our young people got to understand.
Right.
That's something that she has to understand. You don't have to be her friend, but you can be nice and polite to her. If this young lady is talking to you, she's saying she's talking to her and she's looking at her like,
right,
you know,
with that, I already know how she's looking.
It don't even have to be about all that. It don't have to be about all that. But you know what? These kids is different from when we went to school. Y'all already know that. They are totally different from when we went to school. But when I say they need us,
they need us.
They need us.
And we go hang in there with them. I may be 85. I'm going to still be doing, making it to the finish line. Now, I may not be in the classroom.
Those of you guys who are just tuning in, remember, we're at BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. If you want to go in and see some of our previous episodes, you can do that. If you would like to call in just to say hi to us and let us know how we're doing, the number is 646-378-0378. Once again, the number again is 646-378-0378. And we're at BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. You can listen to some of our previous recordings.
Cassandra, we're going to change the floor things because, wow, we only have 20 minutes? Oh, my God. We have just really been talking.
Right.
Cassandra's going to give you guys some food special.
You guys know that I do Kroger's all the time. What you can do right now, Kroger's have buy one, get one free boneless chuck roast. You have to have your Kroger card to get that. That's a great thing. Get a couple of them, put them in the freezer. You always can pop a roast in the oven. Okay,
in your slow cooker.
Oh, you can put it in your slow cooker as well. Pineapples is on sale, 99 cents. The whole pineapples, if you feel like cutting them, I wouldn't buy these because I don't like to cut them up. So those who like to cut them up, they're 99 cents, the whole pineapples. Saturday only is 5 for 5. Everybody know how I feel about the 5 for 5. You don't have to buy all 5. You can do one, you can do two, but you got to get them all that day. You can't say I'm going to do three today and come back and get two cheeses tomorrow. They have the shredded cheese and the block cheese for 99 cents.
Mm.
So you can get five of them and you can throw that in the freezer. Okay, you have 88-cent pop going on. You have Coca-Cola and you have Burners. Burners is good to put your little ice cream in there, your vanilla ice cream. They also have ice cream on sale. We have Cheez-Its, and they have Oreos on sale, two for five.
Wow.
Can't beat that.
Sure can.
50 each. This is it. Honeysuckle turkey breast, 99 cents a pound. A turkey breast will cost you, what's the regular price? Is it $22?
Yes.
$22, $27, with them being 99 cents a pound, you can pay probably about $8. You can pay $9 for them. Get you a couple of these honeysuckle turkey breasts and throw them in the freezer. They're good to just pull out when something you want on Sundays. Okay, now here's the buy four, save four. Like I was telling you about the Verner's ice cream, you got the Verner's to make you a float. You got the ice cream on sale for $2.99. You have Doritos on sale. They're $1.99. Get you a couple of bags of those. You have Frosted Flakes on sale. I don't like Frosted Flakes, but for those who do, they're $1.69. So, the sales are starting to get a little better now. Let's see here. Oh, turkey bacon. I love turkey bacon.
Oh, I do too.
For $1.99. I don't like the turkey bacon when you put it in the microwave because it gets too soft. I like to put it in the oven, let it get crunchy. I like mine crunchy, Mom.
Ours be crunchy when we do it in the microwave. Yeah. I just put it on 4 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't crunchy when I came over there.
Oh, because it wasn't left in there long enough.
Okay. Sorry about that. They have Aunt Jemima pancake mix is on sale for $1.99.
Aunt Jemima.
And you have to buy four. It's mix and match. Buy four, save four. So that's like saving $4 if you get four items. That's pretty much it. Let's see here. Don't forget your turkey bacon for your $1.99. Get your couple of packs, throw it in the freezer. You have Kraft dressing. That's on sale for $1.49. That's also buy four, save four. That's mix and match.
Oh, okay.
They have Lunchables, those who have little ones at home. Or if you like the little Lunchables, the little snack, they're 10 for 10, $1 each. And they have Tide on sale and bleach is on sale for $2.99, those who couponing. And Clorox strips, those are great. I keep those on my sink. Those are $3.99. You probably can see if they have a couple of coupons in your circulars to be coming to the house. That's pretty much it, Mom.
Okay. And my announcements are our next session for the our Cotillia program is September the 23rd. So we'll still be registering. Mm-hmm. And those of you who have granddaughters, you may have a niece, a cousin, goddaughter, bring them out on the 23rd because we're still registering.
Okay, on the 23rd?
Uh-huh, from 1 to 5, and that's when we're really going to be getting into the program, starting on the 23rd.
In the age of 7 to 17.
And here are some of the things that we'll be covering. Elegance, enhanced social graces, self-esteem, community service, poise, etiquette. Etiquette is our number one thing that all of the kids have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like 6 sessions they'll have to complete.
Okay.
How to obtain employment, because a lot of them will be trying to get summer jobs. We want them to be prepared to get those jobs. Because I tell you, when I went with Leah, when she went for her interview or whatever it was, the way some of the kids were dressed, I wouldn't hire any of them.
If they don't know, they don't know.
I understand, but you would think that their parents would tell them.
No, not necessarily. Not what I've been seeing going out on job interviews, the adults. I was like, wow, are you coming for an interview or what?
Right, because when I went to the job fair for the DPS, I was looking, I had on my professional outfit. And I was looking at these people like,
what is the attire? Because
I had on a dark skirt, white blouse,
okay,
and a jacket.
Okay.
And my heels.
Okay, because I kind of be stuck sometimes. I didn't know if I know I'm supposed to wear dark colors. I know I'm not supposed to have cleavage showing.
Exactly.
I know you're supposed to not wear perfume because that perfume sometimes could offend or the person who's interviewing you. So interviewing skills and what to wear on an interview is very important.
Yes, it is.
Because, you know, like I said, I went on a job interview myself today, and I was saying to myself, well, what should I put on? Should I wear a black shirt and the black pants? I really didn't know what I should wear. I didn't want to look like I was going to a funeral.
Right.
You know, so maybe one day we need to have a workshop on how to dress for an interview, because there's a lot of grown-ups don't know what to wear either, the proper attire.
Which is very true, because I'm telling you, when I went to that job fair, they didn't look like they was coming there looking for a job.
Right.
I thought I was out of place. You know, I had on my little heels. My hair was all did.
Right.
I mean, they was coming in there like, I'm like, where are they going?
Right.
And then some of them had their kids. Who go on an interview and take their kids?
People who don't have a babysitter, that's the job.
That's why I wouldn't hire those type of people.
My mama. Go on. Okay, what's the information you need for? So remember September the
23rd. 1 to 5 p.m. Here at Ears Show Place.
2140.
Bring your girls.
2140 Holbrook.
Right.
Doing registration.
Our breast cancer awareness luncheon is coming up.
Yes, Donna, they do be looking a hot mess, girl. A hot mess. And I was trying to make sure I wasn't looking a hot mess when I went on this interview today. I got there an hour early.
Did you? An hour early? Oh, my God.
I was an hour early, so you know that was good for me because, ooh-wee, I'm not really, really good with being on time. So, yes, I
was. Oh, my God. An hour early.
Yes.
Ooh. That is good.
Right.
But our breast cancer awareness luncheon is coming up Saturday, October the 28th, 2017, from 1 to 4 p.m. If you are a breast cancer survivor or you know someone who is a breast cancer survivor, contact us because we want to honor those individuals. Last year, we honored 20 from 1 year to 30 years of being a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is send us an email to mittfl@att.net, or you can inbox me through Facebook their contact information, because we would like to have a nice number to honor. The tickets are $10 in advance. Mm-hmm. And for more information, just visit our website, www.mittfl.org.
And ladies, if you have not gotten your mammogram this year, please make an appointment. Don't wait till October for Breast Cancer Month. Make your appointment. Get your mammogram. If you're scared to go, go with a girlfriend. Go with a sister. Go with a cousin. Go with someone so that you can schedule for your mammogram, because that is important.
Very important.
Now they're also telling people to do ultrasounds. If it seems like it's something not right, and insist that they do an ultrasound, we're going to get back with you guys to see how much the ultrasounds are, because that's a lot of people said that the mammogram did not pick up the lung, but the ultrasound will. So we want to be able to give you prices to see how much is the ultrasounds running. And if you don't have insurance, there are a lot of places out here that give away
free
mammograms. We're going to have that information for you guys, because we don't want you to not get a mammogram because you didn't have insurance and you didn't know where to go. So again, if you have insurance and you have not made your appointment for your mammogram, please make your appointment. Go with your sister. This is sisterhood, sister time. Go with your sister, go with somebody so you can get the mammogram. If you're scared, go with someone who has been before and get a mammogram. If your grandparents have had breast cancer and that's what they passed from, you are more submissive, you need to go like 10 years earlier than that age. So go get checked out. Don't wait. Get checked out, because you've had people who've passed away with breast cancer in their 20s.
Right.
Who have had breast cancer in their 20s and who are survivors. So really, it's no age. They say wait till you're 35. If you feel the need to go, and make sure you do your self-examination. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes I be a little hesitant. I don't want to be in the shower doing all that and feeling. But you have to, because if you catch it early, then you straight. So I'm just keeping it real with you guys. Sometimes I don't want to do the self-examination because, you know, you be thinking in your head. Sometimes your mind be playing tricks on you. But you got to do your own self-examinations every day. They tell you you're not supposed to do them when you're on your cycle. You have to wait till you're after your cycle, a day after, to do your mammograms. Those who still get them, those who not dealing in menopause. So you looking like, what? So while you're on your menstrual, you don't do them while on your cycle. You wait until you come after your cycle to do your self-examinations. I mean, I pay close attention to what the doctors do so I can pass this information on to you, because some people don't know. And if you don't know, ask. And if we don't know, we will get the information for you, because we do work with Carmanos as well. So make sure you go get checked out, do your own self-examinations, and make that appointment. What's next, Mom?
Our pre-Mother's Day cruise, which is going to be May the 5th, 2018 through May the 12th, 2018. This is going to be Making It to the Finish Line's annual fundraiser. We're not doing a land fundraiser, hopefully. We're going to be on the sea from May the 5th, 2018 through May the 12th, 2018. And you guys need to know that you can put this in the layaway. Have you ever heard of putting a trip in the layaway? You can put this cruise in the layaway. And you can also earn a free cruise. All you got to do is just call me or Marlene. You can call me at 313-460-0596. You can call Marlene at 313-877-8330, extension 11. And we'll tell you how you can earn a free cruise.
She did say free. Now, it's not
and we still have a few cabins available, so you don't want to miss out, because I will be on the cruise.
She'll be in the house.
I'll be in the house. I may not be in the driver's seat, but I will be in the house on that cruise. So that's May the 5th, 2018 through May the 12th. And I hope all of you will join us, because we have a fabulous time on sea. And we're going to be leaving out of, we're departing in Los Angeles, Long Beach, California. We're going to stay overnight. That's a bonus.
Okay.
Because I've never been to Los Angeles.
All right.
So
good.
I'm really looking forward to that part. But I'm looking forward to the cruise as well also. But all of this information you can find on our website, www.mittfl.org. And for those of you who are listening, know about the show place, it's our 7th anniversary this Saturday night.
Wow. Time.
7 years that we've been in this building.
Wow.
And the anniversary starts Friday night. Come on down, get your dance on. Sandman is celebrating his birthday. He have a cake on every table. But Saturday night is the main event, and I tell you, it is going to be nice.
And they have some surprises for you guys.
Right.
And they do that.
Dinner, tickets are $25, but just think about it. We've been here 7 years. And we're celebrating our 7 years. How much for the cruise, cuz? Go on my website, www.mittfl.org. I don't know what's wrong with me right now. Normally, I'm more together than this. But the information for the cruise is on our website, www.mittfl. And cuz, you still have time to put it in the layaway. But I can't stress enough, just going back to the program, pass the information along, because our kids need to be in positive programs. Of course, we would like to make it making it to the finish line, but there are other programs that are available as well.
Right.
But, you know, just keep in mind, We want all of our kids to make it to the finish line, and it really is no reason why they can't. Mm-hmm. It's no reason, because with the support that we give them, they can make it to the finish line.
And they will.
And we know they will, because we're going to give them everything that they need to make it to the finish line. And then with Cassandra being in the driver's seat, hey, we know it's a wrap.
Hey.
I mean, she going to be just a drive.
And I'm going to be on time.
Now, I hope so.
I'm working on being on time. Why did she text me before 5 o'clock come by? Some, can you be on time, please? I mean, I was a little salty, you know, for her to say that, because I was on time last week.
Oh, you sure was.
I'm like, man,
right?
I was on time last week, you know, sending me a little nasty text.
It wasn't nasty.
It was. I mean, you know, I mean.
You took it nasty. I sent it in good faith.
See how we have to go through this. Hey, Paul, what up, dude? What up, boy?
What up, dude?
But, yeah, I mean, I'm like, why would she text me? I'm trying to work so hard on being on time. I was on time an hour, like I said, for my interview.
Oh, wow.
So that was a big step for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, I'm trying to do my thing, too.
I understand. I hope I don't have to text on the 23rd.
I got it wrote down. I have it wrote down 23rd here from 1 to 5.
Right, 1 to 5, because she's in the driver's seat.
Right, and I don't need to get here at 12:58 like I did this past Saturday.
Right, even though I'll be here.
Okay, you know, so I know she got my back if I'm late.
Right.
So what's your words of inspiration, Mother?
My words of inspiration for today.
Hey, Paul, we on here every Wednesday from 5.
No,
sorry,
from 7 to 8.
7 to 8.
You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something. Your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. This approach has never let me down, and it has made all the difference in my life. And this is from Steve Jobs.
Okay. Connect
the dots looking forward, not backward.
Can't look backward. Got to look forward.
Right. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. In your future. You have to trust in something, be it your gut, your destiny, your life, karma, whatever. This approach has never let me down, and it has made all the difference in my life.
And this is
from Steve Jobs.
Look
forward, not backwards.
That's right.
You can't do anything looking backwards. You got to be looking forward. But this is going to end our show tonight. I hope that you really...
We're going off. I'm getting ready
You have gotten something from the show tonight. I know we've been all over the place, but that's okay. Sometimes you got to be all over the place.
Yeah.
You got to be all over the place. So with that being said, we want to thank you for tuning in this week. We want you to have a wonderful, safe week. And we will see you on next Wednesday at 7 p.m. And we are signing off.
We're out.
Thank you.